Sorry. I need to cross-reference some files with you on Monday. How's your morning?
Check with Anna. She'll fit you in.
Sorry.
I'm not discharging her, period. If you want to pursue this, sir, have a judge order her transfer.
Until then, she's mine.
Thank you. Lawyers. Hey.
Come on in. What's up?
Chloe, she's embellishing a rape story again. She says that the devil is visiting her in her cell.
Okay.
Well, it's the third time in 3 months. I think it has something to do with her stepfather, possibly even remorse. But instead of assessing the memory and accepting it, she just falls into these satanic meanderings.
Time. Give it time.
I've given it time. Time and Elleville and Mallorol and Haddadol. Maybe they're just too medicated. I know that we all create our own realities to some extent. Yes, true. But what she creates is so far from any objective reality.
Chloe's mind only runs on one track.
Well, right now, my mind is running on empty.
You have a brilliant mind. You'll figure it out. Throw it on the mirror. This is what she sees now.
A distorted image of herself.
Who are you in all this?
I'm the mirror.
You are the mirror.
If I'm the mirror, and she's the image, then who are you?
I can see both of you, so I'm God. Or just an overworked hospital bureaucrat.
God is good.
Always remember, the ability to repress is actually a vital survival tool. Without it, Chloe might not have survived.
Sorry, am I interrupting that happy couple?
Dr. Grand, we were just discussing repression as a survival mechanism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a date last week. Ugh, barely survived it. I'm trying to forget it.
I'm sure your amorous adventures are fascinating, Doctor. But sadly, I'm on my way out.
Well, don't let me. I'll just...
No. I'm leaving. I'm going to run right out to Willow Creek for a few hours. Meet the new contractor.
I'll be here. See you at dinner.
Keep an eye on my wife for me.
Okay.
I know you will.
Here. No, thanks.
You know what I mean? Circumcise it for you. Smoke it tonight while it's fresh.
Good night, boss.
Good night, kids.
Why don't we share one of those Golden Crust cheese filled specials?
It's cheesy and crusty.
But
you give me a try.
Great offer.
It's a file.
But I got work to do.
Oh. I'm buying.
It's cold when it gets here.
Well, yeah, we can warm it up.
I hate pizza.
Who doesn't like pizza? Come on, you gotta eat.
Not with you.
Come on, we're supposed to celebrate. I just got circumcised.
I know it. Lucky for lucky. I know it. Who's inside?
We have Shelley for observation.
Why? What happened?
She had another attack.
What'd you do, upper mids?
Yeah, 25 milligrams.
That's extreme. That dose is way too high. I want to copy that on my desk by Monday morning, okay? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. normal.
I know. Fourth time this week. Going for my swim.
Well, I'm
going
to do my job as long as these damn lights stay on.
Safe drive home.
Say hi to your wife for me.
Will do.
All that education, but you can't remember an umbrella.
You get my note?
Yeah, I got your note. Your business note.
Right. So how was your date with,
With what's her name?
What's her name?
It was like all of my dates. It was brief. It was pointless. She didn't respond to my endearing sense of humor, my boyish good looks, so I started talking about work. She said that was not a suitable topic for a first date, and that was it. I mean, it was just drinks, you know. I mean, we didn't even have dinner. It's not right. You know, when you know, you know.
I know.
I'll follow you down the hill.
That's okay. You don't have to.
No, I'm supposed to keep an eye on you. Boss's orders.
Since when did you ever listen to the boss?
Take a left. Hey, you know that bridge that Doug and I fish at sometimes?
Yeah, the little white one?
That's the one.
Yeah.
You can go across there.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, hey. Tell Doug to give me a call, okay?
Will do.
Hello.
Doug, you're home.
Yeah, where are you?
I got detoured, so I'll be home in a few minutes, okay? How was Willow Creek?
This rain is so much worse than it's a big damn mess.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Doug! Doug!
away from me!
Stand up!
Just push her to the needle and then she hit me!
Restrain her, Evan.
Get off of me! Get off of me! You hear me? Get off of me!
Hold on. Calm down.
I'm dead to me.
Thank you, nurse.
To get the court to grant us a waiver until you transferred, so anything we discuss is in strict confidence and won't go anywhere but this room.
How long have I been in here?
3 days.
Why? Why?
You were admitted to a neurosurgical unit. You were seizing violently. And we did scans and they revealed left-sided weakness numbness, severe frontal lobe deficits. Received haloperidol, added in injections. When you came out of it, we tested you were negative for PCP, so we didn't know. But you were put in restraints for a day and a half, so you wouldn't injure yourself. And then you basically went into a state of catatonia. This is the first time I've seen you lucid.
I want to talk to my husband. Where is he? Where is he?
You know, you're the most logical person I know, bar none. You rely only on the facts. So why am I telling you this?
You're establishing my personality. Mm-hmm. You think I'm a rational person. You don't think I'm impulsive or emotional.
Following this pattern of analysis, we are about to discuss a traumatic event which has rendered this psychological profile useless. Correct.
You think I'm in denial.
Don't analyze yourself. Just focus on remembering.
Miranda, what's the last thing you remember?
I was having my Friday night session with Chloe.
How did that go?
She was embellishing a rape story. I saw Doug.
Dr. Graham.
You were there. And I went back to my office, worked on Chloe's file. I decided to call it quits. I went down to the pool, had a swim, 55 laps, saw Joe, got my keys, went to my car. You walked me to it.
Yes.
But there was a detour. So I had to go over the bridge. So I went over the bridge.
I wonder what else happened. Try to remember.
I got home. I saw Doug. He was on the couch. There was a girl. There was a girl.
No, there's no.
There was a girl. No, there was a girl at the bridge. Right, there was some kind of accident, wasn't it?
No.
The girl was bloody on a bridge. Her face.
About Doug. It's the last thing you remember about Doug.
Why are you asking me about Doug? I'm telling you about a girl that I saw on the bridge.
Was there any trouble in your marriage?
No, there was no trouble in my marriage, no. And why are you using the past tense of the word?
Miranda, you don't remember anything about Doug. Anything at all.
No, don't tell me this.
I have to tell you something very difficult.
No. Please don't tell me there's something wrong with Doug.
Miranda, Doug is dead. You killed him.
No!
side. I'm on your side.
If you are here, it must mean that you belong. You are not a doctor in here.
And even if you tell the truth,
no one will listen.
You know why? Because you're crazy. And the more you try to prove them wrong, the crazier you'll appear.
You are invisible now.
I'm dreaming. Dream logic, primary process. That's what this is. I'm dreaming.
Rise and shine, honey. It's a new day.
I want to talk to Pete.
You'll see Dr. Graham all in good time. But now I want you to have some breakfast.
Why are you doing this to me, Irene?
I was just doing my job. You don't want me to get Jim to help me now, do you? Good girl. You're doing good. Come on, sweetheart. Now it's time for a shower.
Wait for a second. It's unacceptable.
It's not your fault. Patients always find a way to hurt themselves. That's what they want.
I never pegged her for a cutter, that's all.
Neither did I.
Shelley says Chloe's been threatening Miranda, so I put her in isolation for the day.
How is she?
She's a mess. I can't believe she's lost it so quickly. I've never seen that before. Cut herself 35 times, lost a lot of blood, but it's superficial.
What's the implement?
Probably a scalpel, though how anybody got it in there, I have no idea.
Hey, Tom. We're fine.
I think I did this to myself, don't you?
Did you?
would be then? Would it be, Chloe, or...
I don't know.
Well, by your own admission, you're having difficulty distinguishing what's reality from fantasy, so...
Yeah.
Is it possible?
Yeah. As a doctor, I understand why you think that. That something is really happening to me.
What about this moment, right? Now.
What about it?
It's just a hallucination.
Is it?
I suggest that we simply increase the medication until things start to make sense.
Or maybe until I can get myself a new doctor.
Pardon?
Since I'm hallucinating and I can't seem to remember things, maybe you can help me with something.
Inhale.
Did we have an affair?
No.
Did you want to?
Yes.
Did you think I wanted to?
Yes.
Then why didn't we?
Because you were married to the boss.
But I'm not now.
I'm here. I'm trying to help you.
You can't trust somebody when they think you're crazy.
Him, Miranda.
I don't think he's the best doctor to be treating me.
Is your complaint about him on a personal level? Pete's the best doctor I have on my staff now. And he has my full support. Now, if you'll excuse me, Miranda.
We can't have a hearing next week.
Listen, as your attorney, Miranda, I gotta tell you, the evidence is overwhelming. I mean, you've been placed at the scene. The sheriff himself saw you driving home. The neighbors heard the screams. They've got the murder weapon. They've got your prints on the murder weapon. Your prints are on the floor, on the walls, on everything.
Yeah, but what's my motive? I don't have a motive, Teddy. Why would I do that? I mean, maybe one of his ex-patients came. Has anybody checked the files? Has anybody escaped from here? That person would have a motive. And yeah, I was there. And I would scream. I was in shock. Maybe I went in a shock.
Miranda, the only shot we have is to plead temporary insanity.
And I don't even know if that's going to work. The fact that you're a brilliant psychiatrist is going to have the jury thinking, hey, if she wanted to kill somebody, she could probably fake insanity and get away with it.
I'm not crazy.
That's the point.
No, the point is that I'm the only one around here that believes that I didn't kill my husband. That's the point, Teddy. Do you think I'm crazy? That's all right, forget it. Forget it.
Look, Sheriff Ryan is here. He'd like to talk to you. You know, he was Doug's best friend, so I'd advise against it.
It's fine, Teddy. I don't have anything to hide. Hi, Bob.
Miranda. I just have a few questions that we need to clear up. When you first came in and he was sitting on the couch, the way we reconstruct the crime is that the first blow came from directly in front of him, which means he must have seen it coming. And what we don't understand is how he... Why did you do it?
Sheriff.
How could you kill Doug like that? He loved you. Just explain that to me. That's the only question that I need answered.
You don't have to answer the questions, Miranda.
I don't have any answers to the questions, Bob.
You don't have any answers? Well, you better start thinking of some answers because you're in some trouble. Do you understand me?
Sheriff, that's enough.
No.
That's enough.
I need her to look me in the eye and tell me why she did it.
Sheriff, okay, we're
this
done.
This is supposed enough. To be
enough. Enough.
Well, let's kill your friend and see how you feel about it.
You said no shock treatment.
Shock treatment? You want to see some shock treatment? Here's some shock treatment.
Stop. What are you doing?
Why would you take me
Miranda,
back?
Don't look at them. Don't look at them.
I had to pick them up off the floor, Miranda. In pieces!
Miranda, what's that?
Come in, Miranda. Please, take a seat. So, you wanted to see me.
And I was there. I was there when Doug was killed. But I wasn't alone. I wasn't there alone, and that's what not alone means.
Who was there with you?
I don't know who it was. I don't know. I don't know who it was. But somebody else was there.
Look. Miranda. We know you have no family left. We are your family now.
I know. I know you. I know.
And I want you to know that we're going to do everything we possibly can.
Yes.
To help you. And to make you feel secure. And to make you feel... you can trust us here. But there's a hearing scheduled. Miranda.
Just come on, sit
down.
Miranda.
Who is this girl?
Man.
Who is it? Who is this girl?
That's my daughter, Rachel.
No. This is the girl that I saw at the bridge. This is the girl.
No.
How is she?
No, Mom.
Where is she?
It's impossible.
This is the girl I've been seeing. This girl right here.
She's dead. Rachel died 4 years ago.
Ghost of Rachel Parsons, and you would let me out of this cell. Thank you. Did you talk to Chloe?
Yes.
Was she raped?
Was she raped? No. Why?
Did you check her?
Did I check her? Well, she was checked. Of course she was checked.
You didn't have time.
He?
What about her face? She had a cut.
She ran into a wall. She did that to herself. Yeah.
I saw a tattoo. A tattoo. Did she talk about a tattoo?
Why don't you know? Tattoo?
Yes. A tattoo. A woman. Flames. Hands up. Up like this. Like a biblical image.
The Anima Sola?
Yeah,
the Anima Sola.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Well, it's a common archetypal image. I mean, it's the woman in chains awaiting her fate.
I'm not talking about an archetypal image. I'm talking about something that I saw on the chest of a man. That's what I saw.
You're in crisis. Don't you see how this image is tailor-made for your state of mind? A woman in purgatory. I need you to explain this to me, though.
Rachel Parsons did not commit suicide.
Well, she jumped off a bridge.
No. When
she
I
was
saw
washed
her,
downstream, 5 miles over brush
up.
And rocks.
She was cut up.
You saw
her? The girl was
her?
In shock.
What does
yes,
that mean? The
I
Parsons, the police,
somebody
the newspaper, the
did
coroner?
That to that girl.
They're all wrong. Let's reopen
yeah,
the case.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they should. All I know is I saw this girl, and she's connected to me. How?
Disorganized
I don't know
speech,
how she's connected to me.
Derailment and
she
incoherent.
Don't run over her psychiatric shit to me. I know that like the back of my hand.
Good. Good. Saved me the trouble.
The glass cells are having electrical problems, and they're transferring to psych ward cell. One strike, you're going to solitary. Don't screw up.
Rachel Parsons was there. Dead or alive, I don't know. That girl came to me. She came to me.
Try to stay awake.
Yes, ma'am.
If you need me, I'll be in the coffee room. Lights out!
told you, it's got disco balls for eyes.
50s B-movies, man.
Giant bug movies are kind of great.
Hey, what is that?
It's Dr. Gray. She's trying to kill herself.
Level C, we've got suicidal behavior in cell 33. Send him back.
Dr. Gray's in trouble. Number 33, open it now.
Oh, damn, what a mess.
Hold her, I'm going to medicate her.
What the hell for? She's already out.
Don't argue with me.
Come on, let's go. I don't think she's in here.
check on numbers 4 and 5? Yeah,
yeah, it's Joe up at the desk. What the hell's going on down there?
Over here.
What do you mean, what do I mean?
If you can get that generator up and running.
Look, this is the fourth time this month this has happened. Never mind. Thank you.
Took long enough.
Shit.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Huh?
You see something?
Yeah. Yeah, just now when the monitors came on, corridor 6, something flashed in front of the camera.
Okay, Frank, you take the east wing. Don, you take the west. I'll take the stairs.
It's crazy, but
it
just might.
Here, take my glass.
Doug?
this.
Come on, get down here now!
Help me, please! Please!
All I can tell you is that the girl has been identified as Tracy Severs. She was reported missing by her parents 2 weeks ago. She was found alive early this morning by two patrolmen in Willow Creek at a farm that belonged to Dr. Douglas Gregg. She is currently hospitalized.
Is she able to speak? Has she told you anything useful?
We can't comment on her condition.
Sheriff, are there other victims?
We can't confirm that. Excuse me?
Sheriff, is it true the FBI is taking over this investigation?
It's just the goddamn FBI.
Sheriff, we need her back in the hospital.
Oh, you're joking?
Sheriff, I think you need to consider supervised house arrest pending trial. Given the new circumstances,
last night, your client dropped a guard, assaulted a nurse, escaped from a mental institution, stole a car,
and saved a girl's life.
How does she know that girl was there? You tell me that.
I have no idea, but the point is...
The point is that the woman is still a murder suspect.
Come here.
The FBI says there could be more victims.
There were needles down there, video camera. Once the press gets a hold of this, it's going to get big and it's going to get ugly. Now, I need some answers. I'm running out of time. So your client doesn't go anywhere until my team is on the floor.
I need to talk to her. It's hard to believe Doug did something like this. We worked together a long time. I thought I knew him pretty well. How could I have been so blind?
Well, you weren't the only one, Phil.
Do you think my daughter could also have been a victim of Doug's?
Rachel was trying to tell me that she was not Doug's only victim.
I know all this time. We thought our baby had committed suicide. You see, even after she was gone, well,
what?
I had this recurring dream about her. Eventually, I took medication to block it out.
What kind of dream?
She was burning in flames, in terrible pain. I couldn't save her.
I saw her exactly the same way, burning in flames. What does that mean?
Miranda, I wouldn't look for a real-world explanation. It's a dream, a delusion.
A delusion that we both seem to share.
Yep.
Pete, I was just talking to Parsons. I realize I've been wrong about everything up until now. It's finally clear to me. The image is finally clear. The man who's been raping women at the prison is somehow connected to these murders, and it all goes back to the Animasola tattoo.
Miranda, you have to stop doing this. Do you understand me?
Every time people start taking you seriously, you want to start talking about all these delusions again.
I'm not deluded, Pete. I'm possessed.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Neither do I. But they believe in me.
Great. Just great.
Let's go. Come on.
I need to talk to Sheriff Ryan, please.
He's away working with the FBI. He won't be back tonight.
That's really important.
I'll leave him a message.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I got a message. You wanted to talk to me?
Yeah. I want to talk to you. Maybe this time you can actually hear me. Because the last time all you wanted to do was scream and yell and accuse me.
Is this what you want to talk to me about?
No. I want to talk about the facts. They're a little different now, right?
Do you have any idea what happens to a small-town sheriff when the FBI takes over his investigation? If you know anything, anything...
Not alone.
What?
Not alone. I know what it means. They're two killers.
Parsons and I both saw a girl burning in flames. Then I saw Chloe being raped by a man with the Anamasola tattoo on his body. A woman burning in flames. Get it? Okay, it's crazy. I know, it sounds crazy. Pete has told me it's crazy.
You told Pete?
Yes. When? Yes. This afternoon, why?
Well, I don't think you're crazy at all. And I don't know why Pete would dismiss it. You actually saw this tattoo with your own
eyes? Yes, I saw it. On a man.
Well, I've heard of serial killers who hunt together.
Yeah, it's your classic mentor and disciple syndrome.
So, we're looking for the disciple?
Yes.
Who could it be?
I don't know.
Come on, you're a psychiatrist. What kind of guy would this have to be?
Okay. He would have to be someone who grew up in a household that had an absent father. He developed an obsessive, over-dependent relationship with his mother, which then turned into some inappropriate sexual attraction. He probably even got off torturing little animals as a kid. And as a man, he is totally confused about his sexuality. That's who he is.
Man, that's screwed up. But a guy like that could seem smart and normal, right?
Well, yeah, they usually do. Yeah.
Look, Brian, I don't want to scare you. But if you're right and there is a second killer out there, then he is frantically trying to cover his trail right now. And you are a big threat to this guy, because who knows how much more you know.
But I don't know anything else.
You saw the tattoo. You found the girl at the barn.
Yeah, but I found all that by instinct.
This guy is facing the electric chair. He doesn't have the luxury of believing in instinct or ghosts. He's got to believe that Doug confessed to you what he was doing.
But he didn't confess.
Maybe he didn't spill it out loud, but... Well, you know, you're a psychiatrist. There's a lot of ways to confess. I'm just trying to put myself in this guy's place.
Then why didn't he go back to Willow Creek?
You mean take care of the girl, clean up the evidence?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you get caught. You panic. Better let the dust settle. What about you? He's desperate.
Yeah? Desperate enough to, talk to me?
Well, you're right. I do fit the profile. Longtime friend of Doug's. Access to the prison. I never did get a kick out of torturing animals, though. Yes!
Kill me, Brian!
I'm not gonna kill you. Right after this kick, I'm gonna have a lot more fun with you than Doug ever did. Okay.
You tried to escape, Miranda.
That means I can do whatever I want to do.
Rachel wasn't the first, you know. Doug killed a girl when he was 15 years old. I helped him bury the body. What are best friends for?
We got older, but I gotta tell you, never lose your taste for the young girls. And we stopped for a long time. But then Dougie saw sweet Rachel. That was an itch way too deep not to scratch. And then we had the time of our lives out at Willow Creek. Everything was perfect. Those girls would do anything. We were their god. Until you...
Miranda! Now, you and I both know you're not getting out of here. So let's be logical. End this thing.
Thank you, Miranda.
Rachel? This isn't logical. You're already dead.
Almost a year, and I still have bad dreams. Sometimes I wake up screaming.
That's normal.
No, not these dreams. Everyone thought you and I were crazy. But we were seeing the truth, more than they could see. Once you open the door, you can never close it.
Not true. I closed it. Then I locked it. And then I threw away the key.
I really hope that's true.
You know, my train leaves in half an hour.
Oh, okay. I'll get you on your way. So, good luck with your job, okay? I wanted to thank you for what you did. And you really helped me.
You helped me. You taught me how to listen. Thank you.
We made it.
Thank you.
to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, and no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours, only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do. And I blame you. No one bites back his heart on their anger. None of my pain will can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my car just seems to be. I have hours, only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
Discover.
How to say that they're sorry. And don't worry, I'm not telling lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours, only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, the sad man behind blue eyes.